So much. Guys, we're going to do two more stories, then we're going to close out the night with some more rock and roll, because rock and roll is the best. First up,
what's it?
Yeah. Araceli Vargas.
Hi, my name is Araceli Vargas. I'm originally from the south side, southeast side. I live in Hammond now, but I was raised by... I was raised by my grandmother, my aunt, and PBS mainly, and I also have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. My mom, gave me up not once, not twice, but three times. She did, and no bullshit. My birth name was actually Baby Girl Vargas, cause it was a heavy, custody battle when I was first born, because had I been born a boy, my mom would have given me to my dad. So I was Baby Girl Vargas. And they were arguing about who was going to have the baby. Not over who wanted the baby, but who did not want the damn baby. So I was like, you take her. No, you take her. No, you take her. Finally, my mom's like, all right, cool. I was born March 29th. My mother said, all right, cool. I have to put her on my taxes. I got to get that deduction. So this is the thriller. This is my mom. She's fucking awesome now, but like she's still nutty. She has dementia as well, by the way, now. So we're at the season in front of the tax lady. The tax lady's like, you gotta give her a name. She needs a social security number. She needs all of this stuff. What is her name? My mom's like, I don't know. A. Vargas. I don't know. And the tax lady goes, well, my daughter's name is Araceli. Mom's like, all right, put that down. Yeah. That is exactly how I got my name. There was no heartwarming heart, like, oh, it's a family name. It was my grandma's thrice removed. No, bitch, I just got it from the tax lady. I would go around all this glorious city. My mother worked hard. She worked really, really hard. She had 2 or 3 jobs, but sometimes she would have Sundays off. So she would take me on the green limo. And on the green limo, back in the day, the CTA bus was green. She would all... We called it the green limo. I thought that's what everybody knew about this. But yeah. We called it the green limo in the city of 52. That's an old-ass joke, but yeah. So on Sundays, there was a thing called the super transfer. And she would basically get on this thing and take me all around the city to anything that was free. I'm sorry. I'm just so used to the mic already that I'm already playing to it. So she would take me to anything that was free. Museums, Museum of Science and Industry, things like that. Anything that was fucking free to her. So, like, one time we were at the carnival, right? And she's like, she decides she's going to do some shopping. So the thriller doesn't know. She also, before any of these trips, my mom was a heavy-duty alcoholic. And before any of these trips, my mom would have 2 beers. And to this day, she contends it's just 2 beers. But the thing is, I believe her, my mother's 4'8". And those 2 beers were fucking 40s. So, 2 beers is for real. So, we were at the fun carnival, and the thrillers are like, all right, you know what? I'm going to let you go round and round on these little things that were car things. They were like, dee, 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 beep, 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 and you would push around. And I went around for a minute, and all of a sudden, I turned around, my mom's gone. I'm like, where the fuck did the thriller go? I'm like, oh, shit. Next thing you know, my mom comes back. It's almost nighttime. Like, the sun is setting. I'm 6. The sun is setting. And my mom is like, all right, let's go, let's go. And the guy's like, no, you can't go anywhere. She took all these rides. You owe me this much money. My mom has a handbags of parcels where she just... Now, instead of pawning these in and saying, you know, I'll be back with these, she leaves her 6-year-old daughter with the carny. Yes, that was the last time I was allowed to go out with the thriller. We came back, she came back, my aunt and my godmother came to pick me up. I swear to God, I had already stopped crying by the time they got there. But once I saw them, I was like, ah! I played up the melodrama, you know? That's the thriller. Like I said, that was, second time was to my godmother. Third time was actually when I was 16, 15. I had a lot of issues going on around that time. I was in gangs, doing drugs and a bunch of shit. So I had several court dates. I had probation officers from Cook County, Lake County, Porter County. I skipped LaPorte County and went St. Joseph. Basically, everything's on 80-94. I had that shit. So my mom was getting tired of it. She was like, I'm not going to court. Fuck you. And this is right after my birthday. I'm already fucked up. I'm jacked up. Sorry. But yeah, so... My mom's like, fuck you. I'll go to court for you. She gets on the cab. She calls the cab. The cab takes her. She comes back with two marshals and a probation officer. And I didn't come home for another year until they actually released me as an emancipated minor because the family court decided that she was crazy too. So I was actually released as an emancipated minor 2 days after my 17th birthday. I wrote a rap about it. Y'all want to hear it? They gave me my psychological playing with ink blots, defining my disorders and deeming me almost nuts. And now I'm regretting my decision to flip off the court, never forgetting mama's bitching and threats to report. And now I'm wishing that I listened to court. Shirley did. They wrote verbatim what she stated. The judge had a fit. I woke up feeling drunk and nauseous as fuck. And they've been knocking for a while, but mama wasn't giving up. She was persistent and insisting I open the door. But I was wasted half naked and sprawled on the floor. Thank you, Thriller.
Man, that was fucking sweet. I didn't know that was a musical entry as well. That was fucking great. Thank you so much.